opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Welcome to another episode at the Mike Radio Show here at DDV Radio. You are listening to www.mikebroadcastddv.com every Saturday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. But I'm also on Mike Live. I'm on the phone today. You cannot call in. I am not in the studio. I'm actually at my father's kitchen table because I'm spending Father's Day with my dad. All right, I'm giving my mother a little bit of a break. So I called the show in today. So this is a show you don't want to miss. You need some good study material. I am going to come strong today, and I like to warn everybody. When I teach certain topics, I know they're controversial, and I know sometimes people don't like to hear it because sometimes truth could be damaging because, I mean, everything you've built on lies will have to collapse for God to really resurrect you to do what he got to do. Like I always say, when I teach and preach, I preach from my own perspective. I preach and teach from my own experiences. I preach and teach for what God gives me. I'm not saying this is the only way. I'm not saying I'm the only one. But I also against someone judging me and telling me I'm not right because it's not their experience. All right? And so you can never change someone's experience. But I will try to give you the word of truth as close as I study the Hebrew Greek and as I give you what I call common sense ministry so we, the church, could be more impactful because I am concerned about the parents and your children and your offspring and the future of our country and our nation. And I try to teach from a kingdom perspective, not from a Christianity cultural perspective, a kingdom perspective that deals with your present culture and climate. I try to teach in such a way where your systems are updated. So when you teach the Bible or deliver the Bible or demonstrate the Bible, it is conducive to where you're at today, not back in the Eastern days where Jesus was. All right, they didn't have cell phones. They have Facebook and Instagram the chat. They didn't have all that back then, Anna. What they had right now is much different than they had back then. So the problems today are a different set of complexities, the different sets of temptations, the different ways of looking at life from this perspective versus the Eastern culture. And a lot of times we in the body, hello, Robin, we in the body of Christ, we have the same Bible. The Bible is true. It's consistent. The problem is our systems have not been updated. So we got an old methodology. We got an old system we continue to shove down people's face. And my job is to break that system, break that spirit. And when you're doing this type of stuff, you're not very popular. You know, I'm not invited to many circles to preach and teach, and I understand the season I'm in. So God slips me in and sneaks me in, which is called sneakyology. I got a termination I would have called this show today, sneakyology. I mean, one's ability to sneak into gatherings and demonstrate the kingdom and get out before they even recognize what you do and what you did. And I'm going to share some things with you, and I like to share this with you. Now, you know, I have coming out the market my book, 177 Laws of Might. And before the show is out, I'm going to be announcing everybody's name and all the supporters who support me. Some folks don't want to be acknowledged. Some folks like the acronyms or syllables. But I'm letting you know that people have supported me, and I'm still looking for about 90 of you to buy one book, $25. I'm looking for 90 of you to buy one book, $25. I want to hit that 177 goal, because the first 177 people that buy my book, your name goes inside of my book, and I give you honor as the first tithe, the first fruit of people who support Reverend McDuffie. And so far, people have been really supporting McDuffie in such a way that I'm really impressed. But there are about 90 of you who have the ability to help me, and you need to help me. Now, some of you have done more than that. You bought more than one book. I had one guy buy one book for himself, and then took the other nine and said, McDuffie, donate these nine to 10 children that need to read your book. And one lady bought about four or five books. And the largest order I have is someone that bought 10 books. So, and there's a few of my M318 people who are so faithful in tithing and offering. I just had to give them books because some people support Mike so regularly, whether it's on a monthly, weekly, and I don't want to call the names out now. Just know that M318, you are lit. You are my family. And for the rest of my life, I don't just pray for everybody the way church folks pray for everybody. When you give to me your prayers, your support, your connectivity to my show and my ministry, I go on my knees in the spirit, and I lift you up, and I pray, and I speak over you. This past Friday from about 5:30 to 6, I ran off all the names of everybody who gave to my Cash App, and I called your name out, and I spoke over each and every single one of you, like I do on a regular basis. But there's something, Robin, about praying and interceding over people that give to you financially on a regular basis. Those tithers, those givers, Katrina, Walton, Johnson, when you get into a spirit of tithing and giving and sowing seed, there ain't nothing God won't do for you. And let me make this pretty clear, Kershaw Rowley, my assistant host. You don't buy miracles. You don't buy the man of God. You're not buying a healing. So every time you start talking about someone, see, folks twist your words, which means they're perverted, they're twisted. That's not what you're doing. You're sowing seed into a ground. You're sowing seed into something that produces so that you could be effective in all that you do. One thing I know about down south in North Carolina, growing up down south, watching my mother and father, they do know something about seed time and harvest. About putting seed in the ground. And when seed goes into the ground itself will determine how that seed opens up, how that seed germinates, what type of fruit come out the ground. And sometimes if the soil is spoiled or the soil is not right, sometimes that can affect the productivity of the seed, you know. She would Jamie and them, I told them I'm here. They're hanging out. They'll be back. Your medicine. Oh, she know what time you're supposed to take it. So it's so important to understand that the very ground you sow in determines your harvest. And some of us, because we keep giving seed to bad ground, ineffective ministries, we just do it as a symbol. Will it produce? Most likely. But I like to study all the scientific aspects of the seed time and harvest principle. Check out the ground you sow your seed at. Check out the ground you give your tithes and offerings at. And make sure that church is teaching you the Bible, teaching you Bible study. Make sure that church is offering some type of services for the children. Make sure that whenever you're giving tithes and offerings, check out the ground you're sowing into, because that ground will determine how fast your seed produces. I heard one farmer say, if the soil is rich and it's healthy and it's hot, the seed germinates faster and they get a quicker harvest. And farmers make their money off the harvest, not the seed. They make the money off the harvest. So when it becomes the corn or the tobacco or the apples or the fruit and they put it in the farmer's market and they sell it, that's how they make their harvest. And those are what you call agricultural laws, right? These are laws that, of course, that kind of govern this whole thing called seed time and harvest. Now, keep in mind, when you read the Bible, when you read the Old and the New Testament, you're dealing with an Eastern-minded people. You're dealing with the people that's all close to 2,000 years ago, that allows you to understand what was their mindset of that day. And the mindset of that day was not the same mindset we have today. The mindset of that day around God's Jewish people is there's waiting for the Messiah. There's waiting for another Messiah like David. They're waiting for a Messiah to come like David that's going to rescue them from the Roman Empire and make them the number one nation. And for them to gather on different Jewish holidays was not hard. For them to come together in the temple to have their Jewish service was not hard, because it was in their innate nature to do it. You have to do a flyer. You have to do Jerusalem Facebook Live. They just did it because that was a part of their culture. Well, guess what? Our culture and our urban cities have our own complexities, have our own climate, have our own community. So the way they gather back then is different than how we gather in today's society. And that's why our application of the word, our demonstration of the word, our teaching of the word, we have to update our system so that we make sure that the methodology we use is conducive to the age that we're in, which makes it very difficult difficult to communicate that to some leaders, because ask God where you should start. That's right. Tithe should be where you're fed and you're fed and nourished at, and where you're trained and equipped at. So a lot of times we have a beautiful Bible, we have the Word of God, but we don't have the proper methodology to match the climate and the culture that we're in. And so these are things, and some of the things I teach in my book that's coming out called 177 Laws of Might. And before my show is over today, I'm going to be saying the names of people who support me and saying a special prayer over them. So if you haven't put your book order in, if you haven't sold your seed yet, I would say go to my Cash App and sow the seed now. Or if you live in a nearby area, you can text me. I'll make sure I swing by. Some of you, I am on my way. Just give me a few days to get to you in the nearby Patterson area or the Weehawken area down by Hoboken and Cliffside Park. I can come by. And I'm going to tell you something. Darisha's telling it right. The devourer is no joke. When you are a tither, the devourer is rebuked. And I told someone this the other day, your tithe is like your bat shield. It protects you from the hand of the enemy. Now, what I want to share with you real quick today, and I want to share this with you, and I've been talking a little bit about it on my AI 237 site, and also I've been sharing this also on Might Live. And I've been talking about the word called equip. Now, if you go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, and let me tell you more and more, what is the purpose of your church attendance? Why do you attend your local church service? Watch, I say that. Attend your local church services on Sunday mornings and Bible studies and hang out and bring your tithes and offerings there, because that should be the center. That should be the community center where the kingdom of God is being demonstrated, being taught, so that the individuals that are committed there are being equipped for the work of the ministry, okay? Which means that your local church, your local ministry, wherever that might be, it is one that understands the purpose of the equipping of the saints. I want you to go to Ephesians chapter 4, and I want you to look at verse 11. Ephesians 4, verse 11. And it says this. It says, he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers. All right, that's five. Apostle is the thumb. The prophet is the pointer finger. The evangelist is the middle finger. The pastor is the ring finger or the committed finger or the guarding finger. And the pinky is the teacher, the pinky. So you actually got four fingers and one thumb, but I just call it five fingers. That's called the hand of God, okay? Now, this is very key to this, okay? The thumb is the apostle, and his equipping function, his specialty is equipping you as one that starts and governs and sets up new types of ministries. That's his thumb. That's his function. All right. The prophet, which stands for the one that guides the church, he or she has a special governmental equipping function to show folks how to see into the future, what's up ahead, and prepare yourself. Okay. Apostles are like those that govern. They set up new moves, new ministries, new stuff. They're into new, always trying to start something new, radical movement. It's like an apostle. Even a prophet is quite a radical, too, because they see into the future and they prepare for what they're about to come into. And, of course, you have the evangelist, which is the one that gathers. He has a special equipping skill to train others how to gather souls, get the message out so that people want to become disciples for Christ. And then, of course, you got your ring finger, which is the pastoral finger, which guards the saints. Got a real station-like ministry, like a shepherd to a sheep, and he equips them, equips the sheep for music, for what I call eating the grass, taking care, maintaining, and then that teacher, that fifth finger, that teacher, which grounds the saints, has a special equipping gift for grounding saints. And all of them do this, Janet, for what? For the work of the ministry. Now the dangerous thing is when I ask people, what is the work of the ministry? And you'll be shocked what people think it is. They think it's the pulpit. They think up in the front, because the pastor hooping and hollering and screaming, which I do, dancing, that's not all the work of the ministry. That's probably one of the smallest pieces of it. The work of the ministry really means, because the word ministry comes from the term minister, we get the Greek term diakonos, hello doctor, which means serve. The ministry is called the work of the servant ministry, the work of serving someone, the work of serving God's purposes, the work of the capacity of your servanthood. So wherever God places you to serve, your ministry is supposed to equip you for that area of serving. Now, when you think of the term serving, I know people think sometimes we got a perverted, twisted Western civilization mindset. We think that serving is like slavery, and someone telling you something to do. You know, pick this up, pick that up, pick this up, pick that up. You know, I'm the master. You're the slave. Oh, baby. And really, that's because of American culture. But the word serve is really another word for minister. So where has God sent you the minister, and find the area of your ministry so that that apostle who governs, that prophet that guides, that evangelist that gathers, that pastor that guards, that fivefold teacher that grounds, when them five G's get a hold of you, they will equip you so that you can serve your capacity of ministry or your calling or your assignment most highly and most efficiently so that you're impactful to encourage the body of Christ to stay in the faith so we can continue to bring forth the kingdom of God to transform from neighborhoods into communities so they can turn the earth upside down for Christ. See, and we never saw that as our ministry. See, your servanthood circle, your ministry is your calling or your assignment. And you're supposed to attend a local body or get some type of training so that you understand the equipment you need as you go on your journey. Now, I'm going to share a word with you, okay? Let me just get this. And this is an uphill battle for Pastor McDuffie. They call me Pastor McDuffie. I do know I operate as an apostolic prophet, and I know I operate prophetically. I operate as an apostle because I'm always thinking new outside the box. I am a radical reformist, and I believe that God has given me a special assignment. Not the most likable at times, not really received many times in the immediate circle. And so I'm very strategic in my presentation. I'm probably the most radical as I can be on my social page. But when I visit other folks' church, I always got to pull back a little bit because I know people can't swallow too much of me at one time. I tell people all the time, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? So sometimes you can come into a revelation, come into a certain level of knowledge, and you try to give people too much at one time, and they can't take you. As a matter of fact, I tell people all the time, sometimes your face is too bright for people. Most of the time, they can only handle your behind. And so when you try to give people too much of what you're learning and seeing, they can't handle it. So I've learned to give people a little baby pieces. Sometimes there's some folks who think can handle meat, but they don't have any spiritual teeth yet. So you just give them a little breast milk. And I've learned that you have to readjust your message wherever you go. And what makes you smart is noticing who you can share deep things with and who you can't. I already tell you over and over, there are four types of saints, S-A-I-N-T-S. And some saints are not even saints. They ain't, all right? They ain't doing what God told them to do. But there's four levels. There's no-fold, there's 30-fold, there's 60-fold, and there's a 100-fold. There's no-fold, there's 30-fold, there's 60-fold, and then there's a 100-fold. And you'll find out in life what type of saint you're dealing with. If you find someone that kind of just does stuff for religious purposes, most likely that's between no-fold and 29-fold. 30-fold is someone that really may be interested in the things of the kingdom. 60 means you're trying it and you're doing your best to do better. 100-fold means you got it and you're producing a harvest and it's producing fruit. And I run into four different people all the time. Now, how do I recognize this? I've been equipping myself for over 38 years. I've sat under ministry. I've served different ministers. I've served people. Now, we got to take a break in 1 minute, all right, on the Mike radio station on the phone line. I'm going to take a break for 1 minute, and I'm going to go on with Mike live. So in about 1 minute, we're going to take a break for the radio, but I'm going to continue to go forward. When you are equipped and trained over a period of time, and you learn to serve other folks' ministries, you prepare for your own. I don't have the time to go over Luke chapter 16, but I really figured out some things. Some people are not good in spiritual authority because they did not serve other folks' ministries. They didn't wait long enough to serve another pastor or leader. They didn't tithe and give offerings faithfully. So when you stepped out for your ministry or your calling or your business or you want someone to take care of you or support you, when we look over your past record, you were stingy. You didn't tithe. You didn't give offerings. See, what you create for someone else will follow you. So when I was a member at Redeeming Love Christian Center for 6 years, I faithfully tithe, gave offerings, and supported Pastor Clinton and Sarah Utterbach. And I'm calling them out. They can't beat me. And I was faithful for 6 years there. I helped buy their cars. I supported their seminars, their workshops, and I went there faithfully every Sunday and Wednesday, and I still went to other places and learned, but they were my pastors. And then the time came when Pastor LaGuardia Sr. came and got me and said, McDuffie, I need you to help run my youth ministry. So I left there in 1986, joined his church in 87, and became the youth minister, and I served at Church of Love for 10 years. Years. And then I left Church of Love between 1986 and 1987, and I started a ministry at my own ministry at 252 Madison Avenue. All right, now I'm showing you. All right, we're going to take a break here for the www.mikebroadcastdb.com. Let's take a break first from there.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
We're coming back. All right, we back. Welcome back, of course, to the Mike Radio Show. I'm also on Mike Live, and I'm doing this from my parents' house. So if the voice sounds a little funny, it's only because I'm doing two shows at the same time, because I decided to hang around my dad for this Father's Day weekend. And I'm saying happy birthday to him because this is his 86th birthday, and we're having a time hanging out. And I'm just so glad we was at Grace Chapel today, and my father won some gifts and some he was answering the Bible questions, and one time I thought my father couldn't hear him. My father, I can hear what she's saying. You know, it's real good to see God making my dad strong. So happy Father's Day to all fathers, whether you are a father that plays a role of a father, or you are a father because you had kids and took care of them, or your father that feels that you have not been there for your kids, but I'm praying that God will restore your relationship. So happy Father's Day. And today's topic is called Sneakyology. Sneakyology, that's the name of it. And the reason why I gave it that title, because I want to train the saints to sneak into certain territories, certain groups, and certain places, and demonstrate the kingdom before folks know you even show up. God bless to 4th Ward President and 4th Ward Councilwoman Ruby Cotton, who's also mentioned in my book, because I mentioned your name, Ruby Cotton, as the first black woman to hold three offices at the same time. Don't forget to order my book that's coming out this month. And before the show is over, I am going to be reading off the names of every single person that purchased my book. And yes, right, I love it, Crystal. Yeah, talk about it, Sneakyology. And another preacher called it El Sneako, but I call it Sneakyology. And I already gave you two words for equipped, which is the Greek term exartizo, E-X-A-R-T-I-Z-O, which means get the saints ready, get them prepared, get them prepared to accomplish a technical task, or get them prepared to pilot a ship and to get on with the journey. Also comes from a Hebrew word, nashak, which is N-A-S-H-A-Q. Remember, New Testament is Greek, Old Testament is Hebrew, and there's a little Aramaic mix between the two. And you train to handle what's up ahead. Get the people ready to be able to handle what's up ahead. And another Hebrew term for train is shalat, C-H-A-L-A-T-S, which means train for war, train to handle weapons. You know, and these are the words that's used for equipping. Now here's the $99,000 question. The church that you attend on Sundays or Wednesdays, are they equipping you, or are you good at clapping for your pastor because he's giving you a good sermon? And we confuse sermon with training and equipping. Your sermons you hear are supposed to get you ready and prepared for the journey of your life that you take on after you leave the four walls. And I'm not talking about getting you ready for heaven later on, which that message has done to our people. You know, we have a situation in our communities that many people are suffering because we have equipped folk for heaven while we're failures in the earth. The earth is your assignment, as a lady would tell me on my Facebook page. It's not just a place you live at. It's your assignment. And you're supposed to find that assignment, be equipped for that assignment, and be ready to walk out that task at the most highest level of efficiency. So when I go to Ephesians 4, verse 11, and it tells you the purpose of your church attendance and why you should be given tithes and offerings, because the people that give you the information that will equip you, that's the one that should get your tithing and your offering. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers. For what reason, Reverend McDuffie? For the equipping of the saints. For what reason? For the work of ministry, which is the work of serving others and serving God. For what reason? So we can edify the whole body of Christ. For what reason? Till we all come into the unity of the faith. He wants all. He wants sinners and saints. He wants Gentiles and Jews to come in. The reason why we're not winning souls, making disciples, because the truth of the deal is we're not being equipped. We're just attending church services. We're clapping for the pastor. We're his greatest cheerleader. And I understand all of that. And I'm not doing this to dishonor any pastor leader. But if all we got is sermons and good Bible studies, that's not enough. I got to get the saints ready, prepared to accomplish a task that's in their life. I got to get those individuals who get ready to get married, equip them. Getting those that are coming out of bad marriages, equip them. Getting those ready to deal with the spirit of the devil that's planning to hit their house with a spirit of tragedy, how to stop that devil before it comes, equip them. Get them ready to eat better, work out better, equip them. Let them understand the process of aging, equip them. Understand that life is moving fast. You won't be 20 years old forever. One day you'll be 80 years old. Equip them. See, we're not equipping. We're just having services. I was telling my wife and I, and I forgot who else was teaching me this, that we in the local church have not been equipping our people. And we actually have this deception that Christ is going to crack the sky and rescue us before this mean old world blows up. And not knowing that Christ says, I'm not coming to another 2,000 or 4,000 years. You guys got work to do. So you got to plan 3 or 4 generations down your bloodline. So you live to, and so an average man lives, what, 75, 80 years old? I think the average age in our country is a man lives to 72, 73. I think it's a higher now because of technology and the medical. Maybe Crystal can do research on that. What's the average age of how long a man and a woman live in America? But I come to realize that no matter what, you're going to die. So who equips us for death? Who equips us for tragedy? Who equips us, listen, who is equipping you to get an insurance policy? Who is equipping you to do long-term investments? Who's equipping you to know how to buy your clothes, how to comb your hair, how to brush your teeth? See, everything comes down, see, that the church really is like the spiritual hospital, the spiritual community center, and the spiritual things you need to connect pieces that you might be impactful. That's why I think that your apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers should be one of the highest paid people in the world. Now, I know that would shock some of y'all. I don't believe in doing it for free because you're going to wear them out. I really believe that the tithing and the offering, if it's really given to the local church like it's supposed to, that local leader should be able to be well taken care of so he or she can concentrate on the work of the ministry, stay in prayer, so we can continue to hear God lead us so the families are blessed. When you're tearing your man of God down, you're not faithful. You're causing your own life to ricochet because you're not going to go, you're not going to circumvent the process and go around the apostle, around the prophet, and do it on your own. That's not how it works. So that's why where you join yourself at is very important. Before you write that letter and say, I'm a member of this church, you better study that church out. You better find out what's the church vision. You better find out whether or not there's a system in that local church that's into equipping or into just church services. And you're going to have to be smart. Because some folks have joined church for all the wrong reasons. You got to find out, can this church equip you and your family for where you're going? Now, let me tell you something, I humbly say this. I realize my ministry isn't for everybody. And sometimes when I meet certain people, they call me and say, Mike, I think I'm about to leave. I say, hey, they show me where they're going. I say, hey, that's better for you. That church is better fitted for you. That's better fit for you. And I will admit, I'm not good for that for you. This is better for you. See, I'm in a season now as an apostolic prophetic ministry where I'm pushing folks out to ministry, and I'm not really interested in building a mega church on a Sunday morning. I want to build a mega ministry Monday through Saturday in different various outlets. School systems, Dave and Buster's, and living rooms. I want to do the Acts model. I want to get to a point where I'm ministering inside of college campuses. I want to get inside of a luxury buildings and hold a downstairs community outreach ministry down in the basement. So when people want to stop by for an hour, get a word, get touched, and they're not interested in joining the Sunday morning model church service, I can still preach the kingdom. See, that's where I'm at now. And so that's a difficult switch for people who are not used to me like that. And so you lose people. But you don't get bad. You don't get mad. You don't get bitter. You don't curse them. You don't say they're going to get cursed because they leave. No, they went and found a better situation. And there's some folks that will find that where they went wasn't good, and so they'll swing around and come back later. You'll see all of it. Just don't get into a spirit of bitterness. You have to understand what you're called to do. The life expectancy is higher than what I thought. Thank you, President Crystal. Life expectancy for a woman is 81 years old, and for male is 76. I wish we could break down in nationality, but for the black female and the black male, you can find that down also, Crystal. Usually when we do these numbers of America on Google, they're counting white people. All right, and the life expectancy is 81 for females and 76 for males. All right, thank you for the story. Beautiful. President Chris is the president of my M318 organization, SITU. She holds it down for me. And And so what I'm showing you here is that we have to do a better job of equipping the saints. Now, I already told you what's hot right now in our society. There's a spirit of suicide that's loose in this area, a spirit of suicide. And funny, this suicide spirit kind of hovers at the same time of those three deadly tragedies that happened in Florida, which is called the Key State. When the guy shot the girl, Christine Grissom, down in Florida, he was asked for an autograph. He shot her, and her brother tackled him, and I think he got away and he killed himself. And then on June the 12th, then June 12th was, of course, Omar Martin that went into that club, that gay club, and shot up all these men, And I can tell you this because I'm equipped to tell you about it. And then, of course, you have the third killing or tragedy. All 2 days apart, a little kid is at Disney World, And, I got less than 4 minutes. I got 2:54 for the other show. And an alligator comes up on shore, snatches the little boy, 2 years old, off the shore, and takes him under the water. Now, whether that alligator was sick or it was a crocodile alligator, I forgot which one it was, grabbed the boy and took him under. They found the body later, so the crocodile or the alligator didn't eat the boy. But apparently, because alligators or crocodiles don't have great eyesight, he could have confused it, and they could have not understood what was going on. But these were three tragedies that happened in the Florida Key State 2017 on June 10th, June 12th, and June 14th. Now, it's amazing, in the month of June, that same type of tragedy spirit hung out in this area where people are jumping off of bridges, killing themselves. So there's a spiritual connection between two states, and I think that's going on in the spirit world. Someone who's equipped can discern it like the sons of Issachar and tie those devils up and start shutting it down. See, if you're equipped, you can read things. You can read between the lines. If you're equipped, you can do more than just Bible studies and listen to cute Bible stories. You're able to apply the kingdom to your life so that people's lives are saved. Now, if you're watching me, if you're studying me, your life is being totally changed because that is what I do. That's my equipping, all right? That's what I do. And it's not arrogant. It's just I'm very quite confident. It's not stuck up. I just know where I'm going down at. It has nothing to do with being thinking he know it all. No, I just know enough to save some family members and to put up blocks against the enemy. And you have to understand different kingdom laws and keys to be successful. And so it's amazing to me. I tell folk all the time that your tithing and your giving is very important to the kingdom of God. And it's funny, I tell folk all the time, how are you going to be stingy, don't give tithes and offerings, and never support ministry, and then be complaining about the devourer, about the devil? Malachi simply makes it very plain that Satan is a devourer. That means he comes to eat up your fruit. And in biblical terms, the fruit is your children. Could you believe that your tithing and giving is connected to the protection of your kids? I understand, how can folks rob God, don't support ministry, and then when the enemy comes knocking at your door, you have no bat shield up. You got no shield. Ephesians tells you put on the whole armor of God, put on the proper equipment so you're able to stand against the devil in the evil day. How are you going to stand against the devil in the evil day and you don't even have any equipment? They got no clothes on. So I tell people all the time, donate a $25 seed. Sow a seed into the ministry. Pray for Pastor McDuffie. Support your local church. Hey, God bless you. Peace and blessings. God bless you, woman of God. And I wonder why folks don't listen. You know, funny, I went to a chaplaincy training program. It's called Global Peace Foundation. And what they do exactly in the Global Peace Foundation, they have a police chaplaincy training program. And I went there because they've been trained to become a disaster response crisis counseling system. And they're there to help out our country if there's a disaster or a terrorism. And so they combine New Jersey State Police, Department of Homeland Security, Department of Health, American Red Cross, Salvation Army, Public Health, emergency managers, first responders. They created a network of working with other ministries. All right, and they do trainings. They show you how to bring forth chaplains. And a chaplaincy program is not someone that's going around giving out sinners prayers. The chaplaincy program is being the ministry of presence. And so they teach you listening skills. the power of touching folk on the shoulder, having two ears and two eyes for seeing and listening more closely, being an embrace to love, just being it. And a lot of times, we're not trained with the equipment of presence. We train to keep screaming and shoving Jesus down people's throat and tell them they're going to hell unless they give their life to Jesus. We got one methodology, and it's so off. That's why we're not great equippers. We're not great trainers. And that's why I don't think our mission of the church is as impactful as it could be. This is so key here. And I'm teaching you this because I'm very very heavy on the lack of equipping that's in our local churches. But what God is doing, he is really raising up some real apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastor teachers that know how to equip. Now, you might be tricked by them titles, because sometimes we get people ordained and licensed. We swear they're the only apostles and prophets. There are apostles and prophets walking around all the time who American church leadership never acknowledged, never recognized, and the person is operating this mantle and don't even know it. I met some police officers who I know are quite prophetic and quite apostolic, never went to a church service, but I could listen at them and watch them flow and say, God, I say, Captain, man, do you know what you just said? I said, man, look how you impact those other cops. I've been doing this for 27 years. I said, you're an apostle. Said, no, I'm not no minister. See, our mind is so Western civilizationalized, which is a terrible term, we don't even understand that God don't need everybody to license and ordain everybody for pulpit ministry. And if your local church was really what it's supposed to be, they'll be equipping the doctors in the congregation, the lawyers in the congregation. And when you start having to equip people that are going down a road that you know nothing of, you go get other people to help them. Let's say you have a church, your church has about 100 members. I'm going to make this real plain. And you're the head elder of that church, and you are required to equip the saints. Does that equipping mean you got to go to medical school and train the doctor in your congregation to be a better doctor? No. But you better be smart enough what you can do to help his medical practice. You may have to give him other doctors, put him in other circles, maybe start a doctor's prayer group, maybe pray and anoint him to be a better efficient doctor. Maybe you have to go and do some research and find out how he can combine his spiritual authority with his doctor's training. So you got to spy out your own congregation and get the equipment that they need to be efficient. And know what it does? It forces you to go outside your local church and connect with other ministries. We some stingy, self-centered preachers who think that we're the only one that can talk to our people because somehow we've been deceived and tricked to believe we own the sheep. You own nobody. You are on loan to the sheep, and the sheep is on loan to you. And anytime you think you got everything you need for your people, you are wrong. Hello, Pastor Jason Rogers. You are required to go to the body of Christ and get other people to help you equip the saints. That's why the word equip is the Greek term exartizo, which means get them prepared, get them ready. Not for heaven, for crying out loud. Get them to equip for life. How to stay married. How to keep the romance and finance. How to handle aging. How to deal with your physical health. Because you got to stay in this body long enough to live long enough to get the gospel advanced and the kingdom advanced. We got a wrong focus. Mark Frischer just did ministry. He did a father and daughter's ball. Did you do it already, Commissioner Mark Frischer? That's a ministry. That's a minister. That's a ministry. He is healing. God bless you. Yes, Pastor Jason Rogers. He is healing fathers and sons' relationship. That's a ministry. So whoever his pastor is, Mark Frischer, got to equip him to do that more efficiently. I got a Reverend Mark. He's one of my members of my church. He's running a dynamic ministry in Bergen County. Marketing ministries. I don't run his ministry. I just give him the equipment. I train him. I connect pieces. I give him people. I pour into him because he needs to ride his journey most efficiently. I tell it to people all the time that to equip the saints doesn't just mean sermons. God, look, I'm all sermon out, man. Good God, I'm so tired of sermons. I want some tangible connections. I want to meet the next millionaire. I want to meet the guy that's about to produce the next cell phone system. Amazing, my wife and I was in a diner the other day. We're eating at a diner, and the Spirit of God, because I'm equipped, I'm prepared, I understand, I'm always aware of the kingdom. We were eating breakfast, and the table to my right, they began to sing happy birthday to a young man who I heard the sound of the happy birthday. And Pastor Jason Rogers, it's like God amplified the sound. And sometimes when I'm eating with my wife, God pulls at my spirit, and I'm sensitive to spiritual things. And God had me look at the people come up with a little cake and sing happy birthday to this brother. It was two brothers and a mother. And while I'm eating my food, they were singing happy birthday to him. So I lean to my right. Watch this. I'm equipped. I'm ex-artizo, right? I'm Neshach. I'm Shalos. I'm trained for war. I'm trained for kingdom. So I lean my face to the right, and I began to say, well, how old are you? He said, I'm 21. I said, God bless you. And I clapped my hand, and I sat up straight, and I began to eat breakfast with my wife. But you know how God is. God will interrupt you. So while I'm eating breakfast, God said, I need you to pay for his meal. Now, I'm going to show you something. Ask for the check, all right? Now, I already have my check to pay for it. So I say to his waiter, bring me the check. Now, when I said to the waiter, he said, huh? The waiter was shocked. I said, bring me the check. So the guy comes over, bring me the check, and I say, happy birthday. And I paid for their check and my check. Now, I'm going to show you how deep that is. You know how I can do that? Because I'm equipped, because I saw my parents do it. I saw my brothers do it. I saw my former pastors do it. When you give to others, God gives back to you. That is a law. That's a universal law. And that's something we just be singing songs. You can be God's given no matter how high you try. Saints don't be trying. All right, they just be singing the song. When you give, sometimes it could be pressurous. Sometimes it could put pressure on you. But it's a good pressure because it produces seeds in the ground. You're going to germinate a productivity. So when I paid for the check, on the way out the restaurant, they stopped by the table, and the guy gave me a high five. And then my wife asked, what you plan on doing when you get out of, because you're 20 years or 21. He said, I'm about to go to school. I said, what do you want to do with your life? He said, I want to build computer applications. I want to create games for phones. Now, usually when you meet people in my circle, I'm playing NBA. I'm playing Major League Baseball. It's always some sporting event. We got this desire with phones, with balls. But this guy was saying, I want to build a technical application to develop games for computer systems. He just threw me off, you know. He asked what my name was. I gave him my name. And 5 minutes before we pulled off the parking lot, him and his brother had already connected to me on Facebook and wanted to meet me and get to know me. Now, this is a different nationality. They weren't black. They just saw someone show love. And based on my equipping skills, I connected to them. See, it wasn't a flyer, it wasn't a leaflet, it wasn't the oil ladder, it wasn't all them tongues. It wasn't time for that. All I'm doing is equipping to connect pieces. This is very key. Now, I got less than a minute for my Mike Live broadcast. I'm going to take for my Mike Radio show here on DDV Radio. Now, those on DDV Radio, www.mikebroadcastddv.com. I'm going to be back on again Saturday from 4 o'clock, from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. My good old assistant preacher, Miss Kershaw Riley, will be the speaker. But I need you to stay in touch with these broadcasts. Go back and watch them and study them. You're going to learn a whole lot. I'm going to continue to teach and preach here on Mike Live. Thank you for tuning in to DDV Radio. Don't forget, this Sunday morning we'll be at 356 10th Avenue on 23rd and 10th Avenue, 9 to 10:30. I continue to talk about the equipping of the saints. Don't miss it. And the following Sunday we'll be having church at Dave and Buster's at 9 o'clock to 11. And we're going to go up to Dave and Buster's, have church service, and then we're going to come out and have fellowship. Don't miss it. If you're interested in attending this church service, please inbox me on Facebook. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. 271. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.